When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today is Tuesday, August 3rd. We have updates about the situation on the U.S.-Mexico border, which controversial policy was just extended, and why the federal government is now suing the state of Texas. Also, a new milestone for vaccines and new mask mandates set to impact millions of Americans. Plus, more delays and cancellations at airports. Another company is launching a spacecraft today, and gymnast Simone Biles is getting one last chance to compete in Tokyo. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The rule that's been keeping hundreds of thousands of migrants from entering the U.S. is going to stay in place a little longer. The Biden administration extended Title 42 this week. That rule lets border officials turn away undocumented adults without giving them a hearing to prevent COVID-19 from spreading in holding facilities. Under President Biden, children and some families have been allowed to stay. But the administration says it's still necessary to keep the rule for adults as long as the public health risk is high. It will reevaluate every couple months. Still, many immigration advocates and lawmakers want it gone now, saying it's an inhumane policy, especially since so many migrants are fleeing violence and poverty. In fact, the ACLU is planning on taking the Biden administration to court over it soon. This all comes as more and more migrants keep trying to cross the southern border. The number of times border officials caught migrants crossing illegally in June was the highest monthly number in more than 21 years. And the Biden administration says it looks like July hit another new high. Texas's Republican governor has his own ideas about how to enforce immigration and border policies. However, he's been butting heads with the Biden administration along the way. He's already said Texas will build its own border wall. He also told Texas law enforcement to arrest migrants and put them in an unair-conditioned prison in South Texas. Well, in his most recent executive order, Governor Greg Abbott banned anyone who's not a government official from driving migrants anywhere. He told state troopers to pull over cars and buses suspected of transporting migrants, and they'll have to either seize their vehicles or get them to turn around. Abbott says this is necessary because migrants are spreading COVID-19 in communities around the state. But it's not clear if migrants are causing outbreaks or not. Either way, the U.S. Justice Department is suing Abbott and the state of Texas over that new order. It says Texas is interfering with the federal government's policy of letting migrants stay in shelters or with their American families while they wait for court dates. Those families and shelters are often many hours away driving. Texas's attorney general says he's ready to fight this battle in court. To be continued. The U.S. finally hit President Biden's vaccine goal about a month late. More than 70% of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated. Biden wanted us to reach this point by the 4th of July. But the pace of vaccinations slowed a bit earlier this summer. Now, though, it seems they're picking up, mostly in places where outbreaks are growing. Last week, for the third week in a row, states with the highest number of new COVID-19 cases also had the highest vaccination rates. Some cities are also offering cash rewards to people who get vaccinated. Another incentive is federal workers, along with some state workers, are now forced to get the shots or face weekly testing. Speaking of mandates, more indoor mask mandates are also coming back. People in Washington, D.C. and the San Francisco Bay Area now have to wear masks anytime they're in an indoor public area. Los Angeles County also reinstated its mask mandate last month. And this week, Louisiana also became the first to do the same thing statewide, since its vaccination rate is low and its new case count is high. The Senate might be considering a mask mandate, too, now that one prominent senator came down with COVID-19. Senator Lindsey Graham was diagnosed with the virus this week, even though he was vaccinated in December. He's the first senator to get a breakthrough infection. Graham says he has flu-like symptoms and will be isolating for 10 days. Still, he says he doesn't regret getting his shots. He said, quote, "Without vaccination, I am certain I would not feel as well as I do now. My symptoms would be far worse." The U.S. keeps setting new high marks for air travel. TSA says more than 2.2 million people went through airport security checkpoints this past Sunday alone. That's the highest number since February of 2020, before COVID-19 was declared a pandemic. But this travel boom seems to be more than airlines can keep up with. Airlines have thousands fewer workers now than they did before the pandemic. And that shortage of workers has led to a lot of delays and cancellations. Spirit Airlines canceled 36% of its scheduled flights yesterday, and American Airlines canceled 14% of its scheduled flights yesterday. Thousands more flights were delayed the last couple days because of either shortages or severe weather. That left passengers stranded in cities like Orlando and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. People waited in lines for hours. Some even camped out in the airports. So for now, airlines say it's a good rule of thumb to double-check your flight status before you leave for the airport. And in the meantime, they're working to hire and train as many new employees as possible. Much more news ahead, but first, a word about our sponsor, BetterHelp. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone, and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment, and it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Boeing is blasting off to the International Space Station today. This will be the company's second test flight with its Starliner capsule, but there won't be anyone on board. The uncrewed spacecraft will carry about 400 pounds of cargo to the space station. The launch is set for this afternoon, as long as thunderstorms don't cause a delay. Boeing is trying to catch up to rival SpaceX and prove it's capable of carrying astronauts to space. During Boeing's first test flight more than a year ago, the Starliner failed to reach the space station, but it did land safely back on Earth. Boeing has made dozens of changes to the spacecraft since then. Assuming the Starliner successfully connects to the space station this time, it'll spend about a week up there before flying back home. Reese Witherspoon is selling her media company in a reported $900 million deal. The actress's company, Hello Sunshine, was created to tell more female-driven stories and has produced recent hits like the HBO drama Big Little Lies, Hulu's Little Fires Everywhere, and The Morning Show on Apple TV+. So who's buying Witherspoon's company? The new media firm doesn't have a name yet, but it's backed by the Blackstone Group, which is the largest private equity firm in the world. It's reportedly looking to produce high-quality programming that can be sold and licensed to any network or streaming platform. Two former Disney executives will be in charge. Witherspoon will be part of the new media company's board of directors. Now to the Olympics. More women on the American gymnastics team will be coming home with hardware. Jade Carey scored a gold medal after she dominated in the floor exercise finals. She's the third American gymnast in a row to win gold on floor at the Olympics. The 2016 winner was Simone Biles. And it turns out, Biles isn't done in Tokyo. USA Gymnastics says Biles will compete in the balance beam finals along with teammate Sunisa Lee. It will be Biles' first event back since she withdrew last week, citing concerns for her mental health. The balance beam event is happening very early this morning. Now, over to the track. American discus thrower Valerie Allman won the first gold medal for Team USA Track and Field. On her very first attempt, Allman threw the discus more than 226 feet. That was more than enough to secure the top spot on the podium, since it was more than 6 feet further than anyone else. Also in track and field, Kendra Harrison is taking home a silver medal in the 100-meter hurdles. An athlete from Puerto Rico won the gold. As for our women's soccer soccer team, it's now competing for a bronze medal at best. In the semifinals, Team USA lost to Canada. Now, the U.S. will play Australia for the bronze. Canada will play Sweden to decide who will get either silver or gold. This will be the first time Canada has ever had a chance at a gold medal in women's soccer. This also means a Canadian soccer player will make history as the first openly transgender athlete to win a medal in the Olympics. There are at least three openly transgender or non-binary athletes competing, but they are the only one to make it this far in the games. We're also keeping an eye on the overall medal count. As of this morning, Team USA is still leading the medals race, just ahead of China and the athletes from Russia. Starting today, Twitter Fleets will disappear from the top of your feed. The social media app debuted Fleets just 9 months ago, but the feature didn't pick up a lot of traction. Twitter says Fleets was only popular among people who were already active on Twitter anyway, so it decided to pull the plug. Users will now only see live audio rooms called Twitter Spaces at the top of their timelines instead. Remember, Fleets were Twitter posts that disappeared after 24 hours, sort of like the stories on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. Google is building its own computer chips to power its Pixel smartphones. The tech giant says by developing what it calls Google Tensor, it can add more customized features. For example, sharper photos and videos that'll be less blurry even if the thing you're taking a picture of is moving. Google also says the Tensor chip will have enhanced artificial intelligence capabilities. For example, speech recognition will be more accurate, like when you're dictating a text message. The chips are expected to be ready by this fall, when Google will start selling the upcoming Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro phones. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, here's Erica again with more about our sponsor, Ritual.
Of course, I hope this podcast is part of your daily routine, but I have another recommendation for you to add to your everyday as well, and that is Ritual vitamins. I take them every morning without fail, and I love that I can change which Ritual vitamin I take based on the life stage I'm in at the time. So I started with Ritual's multivitamin for women, then I switched to their prenatal vitamin once I got pregnant, and now I'm taking the postnatal. In fact, Ritual is available for women, men, and teens. Each one is scientifically developed to help support different people and different life stages. The best part? You will never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants in Ritual's products. Ritual has a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. Get key nutrients without the BS. And Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. If you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Again, go to ritual.com/newsworthy for 10% off during your first 3 months.
Now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, the demolition of the Berlin Wall separating East and West Germany began in what year? Find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along and find out the answer in our Instagram stories. As for last week's trivia question, women were allowed to compete in the modern Olympics starting in what year? The answer is 1900. Nearly 1,000 athletes competed at the Olympic Games in Paris that year. 22 of them were women. The female athletes participated in 5 sports: tennis, sailing, croquet, equestrianism, and golf. Of course, much has changed since then. In 1991, Olympic organizers mandated that any new sport added to the Games must have women's competitions as well. And this year, for the first time ever, the number of male to female athletes is nearly split. Women make up 49% of the athletes competing in Tokyo. All right, thank you for turning to the Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.